用诚实真正的无酵饼。我先前写信给你们说，不可与淫乱的人兼交。此话不是指这世上一概行淫乱的，或贪婪的，勒索的，或拜偶像的。若是这样，你们除非离开世界方可。但如今我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的，或贪婪的，或拜偶像的，或辱骂的，或醉酒的，或勒索的，这样的人不可与他相交，就是与他吃饭都不可。因为审判教外的人与我何干？教内的人岂不是你们审判的吗？至于外邦，有神审判他们，你们当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。我们把时间交给陈牧师和李俊弟兄。
Please welcome. Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们为什么要中文跟翻译成英文呢？
Why do we need both Chinese and English translation?
是因为英文堂今天没有讲员，没法安排崇拜，他们要参加夏令会。
Because the English administration do not have a speaker today, and they need to be at the summer camp.
所以这个礼拜跟下个礼拜都是要翻成英文的，都是一个联合崇拜。
So this week and next week we'll have combined worship. We'll have English translation.
好，让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你设立主日。
Thank you for this day.
也谢谢你给我们圣经。
And thank you for the Holy Bible.
让我们可以学习认识你。
That we can learn to know you.
并且遵行你的旨意。
And we can do your will.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
昨天我从夏令会赶回来。
I returned from the summer camp yesterday.
心里充满了感恩。
My heart is filled with thankfulness.
我的心里面深深的感觉到。
I deeply feel.
这是一个可以说是一个真正的健康的北欧华人教会。
This is what a truly healthy Nordic Chinese Christian church looks like.
真是感到在地上如同在天的那种的感觉。
I really have the feeling that although we are on earth, we are really in heaven.
然而我们昨天关心足球赛的弟兄姐妹们。
Yesterday, who are looking at the soccer game.
昨晚肯定大家非常难过和失望。
Yesterday, you might be disappointed.
挪威队完全可能赢英格兰的，大家对不对啊？
The Norwegian team should have won.
但是遗憾的是，已经踢进去的一个球，后来还不算数。
But it's very disappointing that one goal is already made, but it didn't count.
是因为其中有一个队员，在无意当中就推了对方的队员。
Because one member of the team unintentionally pushed a member of another team.
所以裁判说你们进的球不算数。
So the judge says the goal doesn't count.
结果是2-1输给了英格兰队。
In the end, we lost.
是不是二比一？对的吧？啊，好，那我们从这件事情也可以看出来。
So from this example, we can see
一个队员的错误
，a mistake of one team member，
给整个球队造成了严重的后果。
It had a deep impact on the performance of the whole team.
好，让我们从足球的失败来回到了人生的失败。
Let's come back from the disappointing soccer game to the failures in our daily lives.
上半年我们读了这个哥林多前书的1-4章。
In the first half of the year, we read the 1 Corinthians chapter 1-4.
保罗一直在处理教会里面纷争激荡的事情。
Paul was dealing with the divisions, factions. Those matters.
And also, 而且还有骄傲的问题。
And also pride.
他不断地提醒教会。
He kept reminding the church.
真正这个建立真正的教会。
That to build a real church.
不是靠人的智慧。
It's not through human wisdom.
而是靠耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
那么从下半年开始。
from the second half of the year.
我们会继续看哥林多前书。
We will continue on First Corinthians.
啊，继续讲一个主题。
We'll continue on this same theme.
叫做从混乱到见证。
It's from chaos to witness.
啊，建立一个健康的教会。
Building a healthy church.
我们从第五章开始。
Beginning from chapter 5,
保罗将 带领教会面对一些具体的敏感的和更困难的问题。
Paul turns to some very practical, sensitive and difficult issues for the church.
今天就是其中很难的一章。
And today's passage is one of the hardest chapters.
为什么呢？
To look at. Why?
因为他讨论的是教会应该怎样面对罪。
Because it discusses how should the church respond to sin.
今天社会上流行一句话。
Today we have such a saying.
不要论断别人。
Do not judge others.
不要干涉他人的自由。
Do not interfere with other people's freedom.
甚至很多人认为。
Many people even believe.
只要不没有伤害别人，我做任何事情，别人都没有资格说什么。
As long as I'm not hurting anyone else, no one has the right to tell me what I can or cannot do.
这种思想其实也慢慢在影响教会。
Little by little, the way of thinking is actually impacting our lives.
有时候我们看到弟兄姐妹生活出了问题。
Sometimes we see a brother or sister struggling in sin.
我们不知道该怎么办。
And we don't know what to do.
如果提醒他吧，怕他说教会没有爱。
If we speak to them, they might think that the church is unloving.
如果不提醒他吧，又怕他越走越远，活在罪的里面。
If we keep silent, then we worry that they will drift further away and they will be trapped in sin.
最后选择一种简单的方法。
Then in the end,
我们就用中国人的一句话。
Then we choose an easy option and with a Chinese saying.
说睁一只眼闭一只眼。
So keep one eye open and one eye closed.
但弟兄姐妹，今天保罗却告诉我们。
But brothers and sisters, Paul tells us today.
有些事情可以闭眼。
Well, there are some things that you can turn a blind eye
to. 有些事情不能闭眼。
There are other things that you should never ignore.
今天我们不是来看别人犯了什么罪。
So today our purpose is not to focus on someone else's sin.
而是来看当教会面临明显而不悔改的罪时，到底应该怎么办。
But see what we should do when the church is faced with a clear and unrepentant sin.
那我们先来看看这个经文的第一到第八节。
Now let's first look at verse 1 to 8.
我们一起再读一遍好不好？
Let's read it again.
风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有，就是有人收了他的继母，你们还是自高自大，并不哀痛，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。我身子虽不在那里，心却在那里，好像我亲自与你们同在，已经判断了行这事的人，就是你们聚会的时候，我的心也同在。奉我主耶稣基督的名，并用我们主耶稣基督的全能，要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他的身体，使他的灵魂在主耶稣基督的日子可以得救。好，我们就停在这里哈。
Should I read it?
Do you have English? I mean, those who have English, 你们可以让他们找英文圣经吧，好不好？嗯。那这段经文听起来是非常沉重的。
So this passage may sound very heavy.
因为里边不断有很严厉的词。
Because we often come across very strong words.
然后里边有赶出去。
They're expelled those.
然后交给撒旦。
Hand this man over to Satan.
然后不可与他相交。
Do not associate with such people.
然后连吃饭都不可以。
Do not even eat with such people.
很多人会觉得。
Many people may think.
保罗是不是太严厉了？
Was Paul too harsh?
是不是太厉害了？
Is Paul being too harsh?
呀，保罗是不是不讲爱呀？
Is he not being loving?
耶稣不是要讲爱吗？
Didn't Jesus teach us to love?
耶稣不是在要讲这个宽容吗？要慈爱吗？
Didn't Jesus teach us to have love and to tolerate others?
那为什么保罗讲得这么严重呢？
Why does Paul speak so strongly?
如果今天教会这样做的话，
if the church today does this,
会不会别人会说教会没有爱？
Would people be wondering, that the church is unloving?
所以在我们解释这个保罗为什么这样做之前，
so before we explain why Paul did this,
我们先要了解到底发生了什么事情。
Let's first look at what exactly happened.
其实我们看看这个哥林多教会的背景。
Let's look at the background of the Church of Corinthians.
保罗在写哥林多前书的时候是在以弗所。
When Paul was writing First Corinthians, he was in Ephesus.
然后大约大概在公元后55年左右。
It's about AD 55.
那哥林多是一个非常繁华的港口城市。
Corinth was a prosperous port city.
也是当时罗马帝国的一个重要的商业中心。
And it's one of the major commercial centers of the Roman Empire.
然后来自于世界各地的人都聚集在那里。
And people from all over the world gathered there.
所以文化很多元的。
And it's a very diverse culture.
然后道德也非常的开放。
And it was very open.
甚至今天还有一句很流行的话。
And even today, there's a well-known saying.
像哥林多人那样生活。
To live like a Corinthian.
这个意思就是表示生活放纵。
It meant living a life of self-indulgence.
然后追求享乐。
And pursuing pleasure.
没有什么伦理界限。
With little regard for moral boundaries.
但弟兄姐妹，你们注意。
The brothers and sisters notice this.
保罗今天责备的不是哥林多这个城市。
Paul today is not rebuking the city of Corinth.
因为世界本来就是这样的。
Because the world is like this.
保罗责备的是哥林多教会。
What Paul rebukes is the church of Corinth.
你们看到经文说，风闻在你们中间有淫乱的是这样的淫乱，连外邦人中也没有，就是有人收了他的祭物。
It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that even pagans do not tolerate. A man is sleeping with his father's wife.
然后这里的淫乱就不单单是指婚外情。
The phrase sexual immorality does not refer just to adultery.
而是泛指一切违背上帝创造秩序的性行为。
It's a broader term, includes every kind of sexual sin that goes against God's design.
而这里所讲的最主要是最严重的是乱伦。
And this most serious here is the being incest.
保罗并不是反应过度。
Paul is not overreacting.
然后其实早在这个旧约利未记的时候。
And long before this, in the time of Leviticus,
神已经明确地吩咐不可露你继母的下体。
God has said that do not have sexual relations with your father's wife.
然后利未记十八章八节。
That's in Leviticus 18:8.
所以乱伦是被视为严重破坏神所设立的婚姻和家庭秩序。
So incest was regarded as a serious violation of the marriage and family order that God has established.
那这位弟兄的问题是公开违背神已经启示的圣洁标准。
So this brother's sin was to have the violation of the standard that God has established.
此外，这里讲到了罗马的律法。
And beside that, under Roman law,
就是在哥林多社会这样的一个社会，罗马的这个世界也普遍认为这种关系是违反这个伦理道德的。
Even in Corinth, under the Roman law, it is considered that the incest is unacceptable.
这个罗马的法律也是严格禁止的。
And it was forbidden by the Roman law.
所以保罗说，连外邦人中也没有。
So Paul says. Not even among pagans.
意思不是说外邦人中没有淫乱。
It is not to say that there's no sexual immorality among pagans.
而是说连他们都有一条不可跨越的道德底线。
Rather, he's saying that there is a moral boundary that they should never be crossed.
不认识神的人也都知道这是错的。
And even those who did not know God know that. That is wrong.
更令人震惊的不是这位弟兄犯了罪。
But even more shocking, is that it's not that this brother has fallen into sin.
而是整个教会知道这件事情以后，竟然没有任何的反应。
But that the whole church knew about this, but did nothing.
是保罗责备的是整个教会。
So what Paul is rebuking is the whole church.
这也是今天我们最容易忽略的地方。
This is the most easy for us to ignore, to overlook.
那当教会面临这个明显而不悔改的罪时，应该怎么办呢？
So what should we do when the church is faced with such a obvious and unrepentant sin?
那保罗讲了下面三点非常重要的内容。
And Paul talked about these three points.
第一就是对罪麻木比对罪本身更危险。
So the first is that it's more dangerous to be numb to the sin than the sin itself.
弟兄姐妹，我们先来看看保罗的第一个反应。
Let's look at the first reaction of Paul.
他不是在讨论这个罪有多严重。
He's not talking about how serious the sin is.
而是在看教会怎么反应。
But to see how the church reacts.
我们看到第二节里面说，你们还是自高自大，并不哀痛。
And the second verse says, "And you are proud. Shouldn't you rather have gone into mourning?"
然后把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。
And have put out of your fellowship the man who has been doing this.
这句话非常的关键。
These words are very important.
保罗说，教会的责任不只是判断对错。
Paul says the responsibility of the church is not just telling what's right and what's wrong,
而是要为罪哀伤哀痛。
But to mourn over sin.
教会最大的问题不是知道罪。
The biggest problem of the church is not knowing sin,
而是不再为罪伤痛。
But no longer mourning over it.
这里的哀痛到底什么意思呢？
What does the mourning here mean?
这个不是一般的难过。
It's not a normal just grief.
这个原文更接近是为死亡的人哀哭。
The original words is about mourning for a dead person.
为失丧而悲伤。
Grieving over what's been lost.
为属灵的败坏而痛心。
And being deeply distressed over spiritual sin.
因此保罗是在说，你们应该为这位灵命死亡的弟兄哀哭啊。
So in other words, Paul is saying you should have mourned for this brother whose spiritual life was close to death.
但你们却反而在自高自大。
But instead, you were proud.
你们看到这里有一个强烈的对比。
So we see a striking contrast here.
本来应该哀哭。
They should have been mourning.
他们却在自夸。
Instead, they were boasting.
意思就是本来是一个坏事。
So it should have been a bad thing.
啊，然后还，但是他们现在反而认为是个好事啊，值得他们骄傲。
But now they are feeling proud of this and thinking this as a good thing.
这几乎是属灵生命最危险的这个状态。
That's one of the most dangerous conditions of spiritual life.
我想大家希望大家可以思想一个现实。
I want us to notice this today.
今天很多教会最大的问题不一定是犯罪变多了。
The greatest challenge in many churches today is not necessarily that there are more sin.
而是我们对罪的敏感度降低了。
Rather, we have become not sensitive to sin.
慢慢的，我们开始习惯一些本来不应该习惯的东西。
And little by little, we get accustomed to things that we should never get accustomed to.
比如说，习惯了婚姻的不忠。
For example, we become accustomed to marital unfaithfulness.
呀，习惯了这个网络色情。
We become accustomed to internet pornography.
习惯了同性化婚姻。
We become accustomed to legalization of same-sex marriage.
婚前同居。
And living together before marriage.
灰色地带的金钱问题。
Questionable financial practices.
习惯了反正大家都这样。
We're accustomed to saying everyone does this anyway.
慢慢的教会不再震动。
Little by little, the church is no longer shaken.
不再哀痛。
And no longer mourns.
慢慢的变成了默认和接受。
Instead, it gradually accepts all these things.
最后我们越来越会理解。
In the end, we become better at understanding.
但是却越来越不会哀痛了。
But worse at mourning.
我们看到保罗他在这里面不是先去处理这个罪人。
So we see that Paul here is not first dealing with the sinner.
而是先去处理教会的心。
But with the heart of the church.
保罗非常清楚。
Paul understood clearly.
问题的核心不只是那个人做了什么。
The core problem was not only that what the person did,
而是整个教会已经失去了属灵的判断力。
But that the entire church has lost its spiritual judgment.
所以他是在提醒教会。
So he is reminding the church.
对罪不哀痛比犯罪更严重。
No mourning over sin is more serious than committing sin itself.
那为什么不哀痛比这个犯罪更严重呢？
Why not mourning is more serious than committing sin?
我们可以理解保罗的，这样来理解保罗的逻辑。
We can understand Paul's logic in this way.
因为犯罪的人还可以悔改。
A person who commits sin may still repent.
但一个不再哀痛的教会，在哀哭的教会，就会慢慢变成一种样子。
But a church that no longer mourns will gradually become as such.
然后不再分辨善恶。
No longer distinguishes between good and evil.
不再分辨什么是圣洁，什么是污秽。
No longer has a standard of holiness.
不再有属灵的敏感度。
No longer have spiritual sensitivity.
所以最后教会还在。
In the end, the church may still exist.
但是属灵教会的属灵的纯洁度和温度就已经失去了。
But spiritual temperature and purity have already disappeared.
有个英国的牧者曾经这样提醒过。
A British pastor has mentioned.
他说，当教会开始对神所忧伤的事情不再忧伤时，教会就已经失去了属灵的敏感度。
When the church no longer grieves over the things that grieves God, the church has already lost the spiritual sensitivity.
这句话其实是在解释哥林多前书的第五章。
This statement actually explains the First Corinthians chapter 5.
所以保罗说，你要把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。
That is why Paul says, expel the wicked person from among you.
这不是在情绪化的发泄。
It's not an emotional outburst.
而是一个属灵的保护。
But an act of spiritual protection.
因为在保罗看来，
In Paul's view,
如果教会对明显的罪保持沉默，
If the church remains silent in the face of obvious sin,
那不是宽容，而是失去见证的开始。
That's not tolerance, but beginning of losing its witness.
这也是我们北欧华人教会面临的一些挑战。
It's also the challenges we are facing at the Nordic churches today.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须面临这个诚实的面对一个现实。
Brothers and sisters, we must honestly face this reality.
在我们所处的社会里面，有一个非常强的价值观。
In the society we're in, there is a very strong common value.
只要不伤害别人，就是个人的自由。
As long as you do not harm others, it is your personal freedom.
这听起来很合理，也很现代。
This may sound very reasonable and modern.
但问题是，圣经的标准不只是有没有伤害别人。
But the problem is the biblical standard is not only about whether we have harmed others.
圣经还在问我们有没有荣耀神。
The Bible also asks, do we glorify God?
我们做这个事有没有毁坏伤害自己？
Does this destroy ourselves?
这件事情有没有影响教会的见证？
Does this affect the witness of the church?
所以保罗的问题不是说他有没有伤害别人。
So Paul's question is not, did he harm anyone?
保罗的问题是，教会为什么可以对明显的罪保持沉默？
It is rather, why could the church remain silent in face of obvious sin?
所以他鼓励教会要从理解罪到过渡到要为罪哀伤。
So he encouraged the church to go from understanding sin to mourning over sin.
所以我想在这里停一下。
So I would like to pause here.
让大家思想一个问题。
And invite everyone to consider a question.
我们今天对罪的，在面对罪的时候，
When we face sin today,
第一反应通常是什么呢？
What is our first response?
理解它，
Try to understand it,
同情它，
Sympathize with it,
分析原因，
Analyze the reasons behind it,
然后保持中立，
Or remain neutral,
睁一个眼闭一个眼，
Or turn our blind eye to it.
但保罗在这里给教会的第一个反应是
Paul's first response to the, for the church here is,
是要哀痛，
is mourning,
不是情绪化，
is not an emotional reaction,
而是一种属灵的敏感，
but it is a spiritual sensitivity.
知道罪在破坏人，
knowing that sin is destroying people,
罪也在破坏教会，
it's also damaging the church.
所以第一点非常的清楚，
the first point is very clear.
教会最大的问题，
the greatest problem of the church,
不是有人犯罪，
It's not that someone sins,
而是教会已经对罪不再哀痛了。
But the church has stopped mourning over sin.
当一个群体对罪失去痛感，
When a community lost its sensitivity to sin,
它就会慢慢失去方向。
It will lose its sense of direction.
属灵的危险不是罪被看见，
The spiritual danger is not that sin get expressed,
而是罪被正常化了。
But that sin become normalized.
那最后的结果会是怎么样呢？
What is the result?
那保罗在这里用了一个比喻，用了一个面酵的比喻。
So here Paul is using a parable of yeast.
让我们看到一个个人的问题怎样会影响到一个群体。
For how a personal problem affects the whole community.
他要求教会要除掉旧教，因为我们已经成为了新团。
He requires the church to get rid of the old yeast, for you are a new batch without yeast.
我们看到第三节到第八节经文当中
，in verse 3 to 8，
我们这次已经进入到整个圣经的一个属灵的神学核心的段落。
We have come to the central theological section of this chapter.
如果前面两节是在讲教会出了什么问题
，the first two verses is addressing what problem the church is facing.
那保罗到后面就要开始来回答。
And now Paul is trying to answer.
然后教会应该怎么处理这些问题？
How should the church deal with these problems?
在处理自己教会这些问题之前，需要了解教会的本质是什么。
And before he can deal with these, we need to know what the church really is.
教会为什么对这些问题要这么严肃？
Why need the church to be so serious about these?
我们看到了第三节，保罗这样说。
In verse three, Paul says.
我们一起读一下好不好？第三节哈，预备起。我身子虽不在那里，心却在那里，好像我亲自与你们同在，已经判断了行这事的人。好，那我们看到第四节。
And in verse four.
就是你们聚会的时候。我们一起读哈，四五节预备起，就是你们聚会的时候，我的心也同在，奉我们主耶稣基督的名，并主耶稣基督的全能，要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体，接下去哈，败坏他的肉体，使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。我们看到这里有很重要的一点。
We see there's a very important point here.
保罗不是以个人的情绪来处理这个问题。
Paul is not dealing with this matter on his personal emotions.
他是在用耶稣基督的名和权柄来做一个属灵的判断。
But rather he's making a spiritual judgment under the name and authority of Jesus.
很多人听到判断这个词会反感。
Many people feel uncomfortable when you hear the word judgment.
但是如果教会不做属灵的判断，
If the church refuses to make spiritual judgment,
他已经在做另外一个判断了。
It's actually making another judgment.
就是在默认。
That is acceptance by silence.
那这段经文里面最令人难解的一句话叫做交给撒旦。
And the most difficult phrase to understand here is hand the man over to Satan.
然后败坏他的身体。
For the destruction of his flesh,
然后使他的灵魂在耶稣基督可以得救。
So that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord.
这些经文很难理解。
This verse is very difficult to understand.
很多人第一次读的时候觉得太严厉了。
Many people when they first read it, they feel, is it too harsh?
这是不是没有爱啊？
Is this really loving?
其实这句话的意思，它不是一个惩罚句。
But we need to understand that this sentence is not a sentence of punishment,
而是一个目的句。
But a sentence of purpose.
重点不是前半句，交给撒旦。
The focus is not in the first half that hand this man over to Satan.
重点是后半句，使他的灵魂在主耶稣基督可以得救。
But the second part, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord.
把他交给撒旦，其实意思就是从保护性的群体里面把他暂时移出去。
The meaning of hand this man over to Satan is temporarily removing him from the protective community.
这里不是说教会有权柄去为定罪人。
It's not saying that the church has the authority to condemn a person.
也不是说教会可以咒诅别人。
It doesn't also mean church can curse a person.
而是指当一个人持续活在一个公开不悔改的罪中。
But rather it means that when someone continue to live in an open and unrepentant sin.
教会必须做一件事情。
The church must do one thing.
暂时停止他在群体中的保护性关系。
Temporarily stop the person's protective relationship within the community.
因为教会是互相守望。
Because the church is a community that watches over one another.
彼此劝解。
Encourage and correct one another.
彼此扶持。
And support one another.
当一个人拒绝悔改。
When a person continually refuses to repent,
他实际上是在脱离这个群体的遮盖。
He is actually removing himself from the protection of the community.
你看到了这里面，请大家注意，他的目的不是来毁灭这个人。
So we see here the purpose is never to destroy that person.
而是要让他回头。
But to bring him back.
那么，所以看到了这个严重性以后。
So after we see how serious this is.
然后保罗用这个面酵的比喻。
And Paul used this illustration of yeast.
然后来让大家看到这个罪，一个个人的罪对群体的影响。
And we see the impact of sin, the personal sin to the whole community.
我们看看第六节是这样说。
Let's look at verse 6.
你们这自夸是不好的。
Your boasting is not good.
岂不知一点面酵能使全团发起来吗？
Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough?
这里他换了生活当中的一个非常熟悉的比喻。
So here Paul uses a very common illustration from everyday life.
在古代做饼的时候要用一点旧酵。
In ancient time, when making bread, we need a little yeast.
整个团，这个面团就会慢慢发起来。
And then the whole dough would slowly rise.
那换句话说，罪的本质不是静止的。
In other words, the nature of sin is not static.
罪的本质是扩散的。
But it spreads.
这也是为什么保罗不能接受睁一个眼闭一个眼。
So that's why Paul cannot accept the attitude of turning a blind eye.
因为问题不只是他一个人做错事。
So the problem is just it's not just one person has done something wrong.
而是这个错误正在塑造整个教会的标准。
But rather, the wrong behavior is shaping the standard of the entire church.
我想用今天的语言讲得更直接一点。
So let me put it more directly in today's language.
如果教会对明显不悔改的罪保持沉默，
if the church remains silent towards obvious and unrepentant sin,
久而久之会发生三件事情。
Over time, three things will happen.
新信徒会以为啊，做什么都没什么问题。
New believers will think this is not really a problem.
第二，罪的界限会越来越模糊。
The boundary of sins will become increasingly blurred.
第三，圣洁就变成一种可以选择的一个个人选择。
Holiness will become an optional choice.
啊，这就是面酵的现实含义。
That is the reality behind the illustration of yeast.
神对他儿女的圣洁的要求是不是可以选择可以不选择的。
The requirement of God to his holy children is not to make this decision of being holy or not.
因为我们要成为圣洁是成为新团不是靠自己的努力。
If we want to become a new batch, it's not through our own effort.
而是因为耶稣基督。
But because of Christ.
那我们一起来读一下这个第七节的经文。
Let's read verse 7.
他说你们既是无酵的面应当把旧酵除掉好使你们成为新团因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了特别请大家留意最后一句话因为我们逾越节的羔羊已经被杀献祭了
Let's pay attention to the last verse For Christ our Passover lamb has been sacrificed
我们看到了就是这里面是整段可以说是整段经文的一个神学高峰。
So we can see that this is the theological peak of the entire chapter.
请注意这里面的顺序。
Let's notice the order.
保罗不是说你们要努力努力做好自己然后你们就成为新团了。
Paul is not saying you must do hard work to become a new batch.
他是说你们已经是无酵的面。
What he's saying is that you are already a new batch without yeast.
这是身份先于行为。
This is identity before behavior.
了解逾越节背景的人大家都知道。
So people who know the background of Passover,
这个逾越节它是跟救恩连在一起的。
The Passover is related to the salvation.
我们看到圣洁不是靠自己个人的道德努力。
Holiness is not our moral effort.
而是对于救恩的一个回应。
But a response to redemption.
保罗引用了这个出埃及记里面的背景。
Paul refers to the background of Exodus.
在逾越节前，以色列人要做一件事情。
There's one thing that Israelites will do before Passover.
要把家中所有的旧酵都要除干净。
Remove all the old yeast from their houses.
为什么？
Why?
不是因为要家里面有这个卫生问题。
It's not because of a matter of hygiene,
而是因为他们即将要成为被救赎的子民。
But because they are about to become redeemed people.
换句话说，除酵不是为了得救。
In other words, removing the east was not for the purpose of being saved.
而是因为已经得救了。
But because they had already been saved.
所以现在保罗把这个背景应用在教会身上。
Now Paul applies this background to the church.
基督就是我们逾越节的羔羊。
Christ is our Passover lamb.
意思是我们不是靠自己除掉罪，成为神的子民。
This means we do not become God's people by removing sin.
而是因为基督已经为我们被献上，所以我们成为新团，成为一个新的我。
But rather because Christ has already been sacrificed for us, we have become a new batch.
所以做基督徒，我们始终要面临圣洁与恩典之间的关系。
So as Christians, we always have to face this relationship between holiness and grace.
我们怎样平衡这个圣洁与恩典的关系？
How do we find a balancing point between holiness and grace?
如果只讲圣洁，我们就变成了律法主义。
If we only speak about holiness, it becomes legalism.
如果我们只讲恩典，我们就变成了纵容犯罪。
If we only talk about grace, it becomes indulgence.
但保罗的逻辑是，
But Paul's logic is,
恩典产生圣洁，
grace produces holiness,
而不是取代圣洁。
It does not replace holiness.
大家可以跟我讲一下哈，重复，恩典产生圣洁。
Grace produces
恩典产生圣洁，
Grace produces holiness,
而不是取代圣洁。
It does not replace holiness.
所以保罗说，你们守这节不可用旧教，
so he says, therefore let us keep the festival not with the old east,
也不可用恶毒邪恶的教，
the east of malice and wickedness,
只要用诚实真正的无酵饼。
But with bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth.
所以基督徒生活，其实基督徒的生命就像好像守一个节那样的。
So here, the life of a Christian is like keeping a festival.
虽然我们有生活的丰丰富富的外在的形式，
although we have the outward ceremony,
但是要表达里边内在的真实含义。
But we want to know the inward meaning.
所以保罗说，守这节不是讲外在的仪式。
So, Paul is saying that keeping this festival is not referring to outward religious ceremonies.
而是活出被救赎以后的新生命的状态。
But to live out the new life we have received after being redeemed.
所以今天关键的应用在什么地方呢？
So what is today's application?
我们不是变好，
we're not trying to become better.
而是活出新的身份。
But living out our new identity.
弟兄姐妹，这一段对我们今天的教会非常重要。
Brothers and sisters, this passage is very important for our church today.
因为我们很容易把信仰就变成这样子。
Because we can easily turn faith into this.
哎呀，我要努力变好。
I need to try harder to become better.
我要好好控制自己。
I need to control myself.
我要不再失败。
I want to stop failing.
但保罗的逻辑不是这样的。
But this is not Paul's logic.
保罗是说，你已经是一个新团了。
Paul is saying you are already a new batch.
所以不要再用旧教的生活了。
So do not continue to live with this old east.
换句话说，圣洁不是为了被神接纳。
In other words, holiness is not that we can be accepted by God.
而是已经被神接纳，所以要活出圣洁的生活。
But because we have already been accepted by God.
所以第二点的这个内容非常的清楚。
So the second point is very clear.
就是教会必须除掉旧教。
The church must remove the old east.
因为教会已经在基督里成为了新团。
Because the church has already become a new batch in Christ.
罪不能被正常化。
Sin cannot be normalized.
因为基督已经为我们付上代价。
Because Christ has already paid the price.
带我们进入了新的生命。
And bring us into a new life.
所以下一部分，保罗就要教导教会如何严肃处理这个问题。
In the next section, Paul teaches the church how to deal with this issue.
然后他用了一个关键词，就是切断关系。
And what the word he uses, cutting off fellowship.
然后保罗的切断关系不是冷酷，
it's not an act of coldness,
而是为了挽回弟兄。
But for the purpose of restoring brothers.
所以真正的真理的界限。
So what is the boundary of truth?
给小孩子列规矩，都是为了挽回，都是为了他的好。
To establish this boundary is for the benefit of the little children.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在来看到整个经文的最后了。
Now we come to the final section of this chapter.
也是最容易被误解的地方。
And it's also the section that's most easily misunderstood.
因为从第九节开始，保罗说了一些非常具体，甚至让人感觉到距离感很强的一段话。
Beginning from verse 9, Paul says something very specific and may make us feel that there is a strong sense of distance.
他说我以前跟你们说，你们不可与淫乱的人相交。
He says, I wrote to you in a letter, not to associate with sexual immoral people.
这个不是指所有世界上的人。
It's not referring to the people of the world.
他说是，如果是世界上的人的话，那么你根本就没法跟人交往了。
If it was, if it were, then we cannot, have association with any people.
他说我所讲的是，我们若有弟兄，若是行淫乱的、贪婪的、拜偶像的、辱骂的、醉酒的、勒索的，这样的人不可与他相交，就是与他吃饭也不可。
So he explains, I'm writing to you that you must not associate with anyone who claims to be a brother or sister, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or slanderer or drunkard or swindler. Do not even eat with such people.
我们很容易误解说教会为什么这么严厉啊？
We can easily misunderstand the point that why is church being too so strict?
教会是不是太冷了？
Is the church being too cold?
是不是不够爱呀？
Is it lacking love?
是不是变成一个排斥机器呀？
Is it becoming an exclusion mechanism?
但是如果我们仔细读这段经文，
But if we carefully read this entire passage,
就会发现其实这个是对我们是更好的。
And we will discover a very important distinction that this is better for us.
教会的责任不是去审判世界。
The church's responsibility is not to judge the world,
而是去保护神子民的群体。
But to guard the community of God.
保罗的意思，教会不是说被呼召去管理这个世界。
So what Paul means is that we're not called to manage the whole world.
而是被神呼召去保护他的教会。
But we're called by God to guard the church.
所以保罗不是在建立一个排他的文化。
So Paul is not trying to establish an exclusive culture.
而是建立一个责任的边界。
Establish the boundary of responsibility.
那大家要问，为什么停止相交反而是一种爱呢？
But you might ask why stopping associating with those people is a kind of love.
这个是非常难理解的。
This is very hard to understand.
甚至保罗说，连饭吃饭都不可以。
And Paul says, do not even eat with such a person.
要与犯罪的人要切断关系。
And we must cut our tie with such people.
请大家注意，这里不是这个社交冷暴力哈。
So, we must know that this is not social coldness or emotional rejection.
而是有一个非常清晰的属灵目的。
But it has a very clear spiritual purpose.
因为在当时的文化背景当中，
Because in that culture,
一起吃饭不仅仅是社交。
Sharing a meal with someone is not just a social activity.
而是一种被接纳。
But it's a sign of acceptance.
被认同。
Recognition.
被确定。
And the confirmation of relationship.
所以保罗在说，如果一个人公开活在罪中，
so Paul is saying, if someone is openly continue to live in sin,
又拒绝去悔改，
and refuses to repent,
教会不能继续用正常关系去确认他的状态。
The church cannot continue to use a normal relationship to affirm this condition.
因为那会传递一个错误的信息。
Because that will send a wrong message.
你现在的生活方式是可以被接受的。
Your current way of life is acceptable.
所以这里我们必须说清楚一句非常重要的话。
So here we must make one very important point clear.
错误的接纳，
wrong acceptance,
有时候比直接的拒绝更危险。
Can sometimes be more dangerous than direct rejection.
错误的接纳，
wrong acceptance,
有时比直接的拒绝更危险。
Can sometimes be more dangerous than direct rejection.
因为拒绝可能带来反思。
Because rejection can lead to a reflection.
但错误的接纳会让人失去回转的动力。
But wrong acceptance can cause a person to lose the motivation to turn back.
耶稣曾，我们讲到这里，大家会很明显的看到了耶稣的态度和保罗的态度有一些是矛盾的。
So here we can see there seems to be some contradiction between the attitude of Jesus and the attitude of Paul.
大家很熟悉，耶稣把这个上帝比喻成一个非常慈仁的父亲。
So we are very familiar with this parable of Jesus putting the God as a very, very kind father.
小孩子犯了那么多的错，回来以后他也不去骂他，不去责备他，反而是把他接纳回来，然后还给他很多好的吃的。
When the little son made so many mistakes, instead of rebuking him and rejecting him, when he returns, the father embraces him and gives him all the good things.
所以我们的印象当中，耶稣接纳罪人。
So So in our impression, Jesus accepts sinners.
但是保罗为什么要这么严厉对待罪人？
Why would Paul be so harsh against sinners?
但是大家不要忘记，主耶稣对于弟兄犯罪，对于犯罪也有另外一个教导的。
But we must remind ourselves that Jesus has another teaching against sin.
他说：“你们教会里面有人犯罪。”
He says, "If your brother sins,
要通过各种方式去跟他谈，然后让他挽回他。
You have to speak to him and use all kinds of ways to turn him back.
最后他不听，还要告诉教会。
If he refuses to listen.
然后你要告诉教会，
you have to tell the church.
教会就看他为外邦人和税吏一样。
The church will treat them, as a pagan or a tax collector.
所以这句话也是耶稣说的。
So this word is spoken by Jesus.
所以耶稣的话里面也有这个严厉的这个部分在里面。
So in the word from Jesus, there's also this harshness.
那这里的区别在什么地方呢？
So what is the difference?
浪子是因为他回头，他悔改了，所以父亲就奔跑过去欢迎他。
The prodigal son, because he repents, so the father ran and embraced him.
但是保罗这个哥林多教会出现的这个弟兄，他不悔改，这个所以呢，应该按照耶稣的标准，也应该把他当作外人来处理。
But this brother in the church of Corinth, he refused to repent.So from Jesus' standard, he should be treated as a pagan.
其实这也是切断他跟教会的关系和教会的保护。
So this is actually to cut his tie.
所以问题从来不是耶稣严或者这个耶稣很松，保罗很严。
So the question is not Jesus being strict and Jesus being lenient and Paul being strict.
而是悔改与不悔改的原则性的分别。
But the difference is between repentance and unrepentance.
所以真正的父亲不只是拥抱回来的孩子。
So true father does not only embrace a child who returns.
也会在必要的时候用界限来呼唤孩子回头。
But also when necessary, use the boundaries to call the child back.
所以交给撒旦其实不是放弃，而是唤醒。
So the goal of handing this man over to Satan is not giving up, but awakening.
整个听起来是很严重的。
It may sound very harsh.
但是目的不是排除。
But the purpose, the goal is not to exclude.
不是去定罪。
It's not to condemn.
不是去抛弃。
It's not to reject.
而是去救他。
But to save him.
所以这里这个是一个属灵的挽回唤醒机制。
So this is a means of spiritual awakening.
就好像治疗，医生的治疗常常用这些方法。
It's like the treatment of a doctor also uses.
医生有时候必须要非常的严格。
So sometimes a doctor has to be very strict.
不是因为冷酷，而是因为要救命。
Not because of coldness, but to save a life.
所以教会今天的最难的功课。
So today the most difficult lesson of the church.
就是你既不能够纵容，也不能够放弃。
Is to neither tolerate sin, not to nor giving up on people.
所以这是最后这个整个经文最后给我们的一个张力，一个提醒。
So this is actually attention that the whole chapter is giving us.
我们要在这个时候能够知道，要在宽和紧、圣洁和这个恩典之间做好平衡。
We must find a balancing point between lenient and strict and holiness and grace.
我们要在真理中坚持原则。
We must stand firm in truth, but in stand firm.
然后在恩典中等候悔改。
And wait for repentance in grace.
所以我们很清楚的可以做这个做一个总结。
So now we can make a clear we can clearly summarize.
教会设立界限。
The church established boundaries.
不是为了排斥人。
It's not to expel people.
而是为了挽回人。
But to save people.
真正的爱。
The true love.
不是维持错误的关系。
It's not maintaining a wrong relationship.
而是用真理设置界限。
But using truth to establish boundaries.
使人有机会回转。
So that people have the opportunity to turn back.
让我们能够来到主的面前。
Let us come back to the Lord.
我们重新回到神的圣洁里面。
Let's come back to the holiness of God.
我们要对罪有哀伤。
We must mourn for sin.
我们对人要有爱心。
We must have a loving heart towards people.
我们要对福音有信心。
We must have faith in gospel.
因为神恨恶罪。
Because God hates sin.
所以我们必须去面对罪。
So we must face sin.
但是神爱罪人。
But God loves sinners.
所以我们需要对罪人能够有等待，有挽回。
So we have to wait patiently and to wait for them to repent.
所以教会的道路是
So this is the way of the church.
不纵容犯罪。
We do not indulge sin.
也不放弃罪人。
And we do not give up on sinners.
在真理中坚持。
We have to stand firm in truth.
在恩典中等待。
And wait in grace.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们来到你面前。
Our Heavenly Father, we come.
谢谢你，谢谢你今天对我们说话。
Thank you for speaking to us.
求主你给我们有真理的眼光。
We pray that you give us this side of truth.
能够分辨是非。
That we can tell good and evil.
也给我们有慈人仁爱的心。
And give us a loving heart.
去接纳所有的罪人。
To accept all sinners.
去挽回每一个人。
To save everyone.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.